Hey everybody, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org, and today I want to talk about, well, you know what, it is the week of Christmas, pretty dang slow here on the marketplace after 10 o'clock in the morning on Central Standard Time. So a lot of free time right now. I was watching Apple today. It went up, it went down, it went up. Great opportunities at least three times, and that's pretty cool. Hopefully somebody has taken that opportunity and made some money. But here's the question I have for you. I just got done talking to a couple of students today. And it's Monday of Christmas week. And the question I had for them is, you know, they were talking about how successful they want to be and what this is going to do to them in terms of replacing their J-O-B or their income. They're going to give some free time and all that stuff. And, you know, I've talked about this before, and I think I'll talk about it again because it's worth mentioning. And that is, have you thought about what your New Year's resolution is, besides losing weight, getting better looking? I don't have that problem, but, you know, I've got a face for radio. That's what they tell me. But anyway, so the question I have for you is what is your goals and your thoughts for 2016? What's your goal? $1 million in trading income? $500,000, $200,000, $1,000? What's your goals? You know, and that's something that you really need to start thinking about now. And the reason I say that is you need to plan it out. Now, there are a couple of things you can do. You can, you can sit down, and I really recommend you sit down and start planning out what your goals are. Take a week at a time or a day at a time and say, okay, I want to make $50 today, or I want to make $100 today, or I want to make $3,000 today, whatever the case may be. And then set a goal for the week, okay? So for the week of January, I'm going to make $1,000 a week, or $5,000 a week, whatever your goal is. You need to start thinking about it, because you're probably not making it right now. And if you're not making it right now, you need to figure out how to make it. You know, there are some planning issues that you'll have to look at. There are some structural orders that you'll have to figure out. You know, if you've never played multiple contracts, you need to practice that on paper trading. Or, you know, if you've played multiple contracts, then you need to up it. And so the question I have for you is, how are you going to trade it? Now, another way to do it is, you know, you go week by week. Says, well, the first week I'll make $100 a day. Second week, maybe a couple hundred dollars a day, such like that. I have another thought for you, and this is something I give some of my better students. And I say, okay, let's make $50 today. And then tomorrow, let's make $100. The next day, $200. The next day, $400. The next day, 800, and so forth and so on. And let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8 days from now, guess what number you'll be at? Yeah, you think, write it down. Figure it out and write down what you think 8 days from now, your number that you're going to have to come up with to make yourself be satisfied, starting with $50 a day and doubling it. 8 days, that's all it takes to change your life. And all you have to do is start thinking about how you're going to do that. It's a heck of a lot different when you're looking at $50 a day than when you're looking at $12,000 a day, okay? When you're looking at $12,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 a day, there are a lot of things that you got to be aware of, okay? How many contracts is it? Do I want to play more contracts, or do I want to have more trading? When will I do that trading? You know, on and on and on. But, you know, so the first thing you need to do is look at what's your goal. What is my goal today? What is my goal for the year? If you start thinking about that now, I think you're going to be pretty happy. Plan it out. Spend some time. The other thing I suggest you do is put it on a wall. Put it on a mirror in front of your, while you shave or get dressed, or put it on the dresser as you open the dresser drawers to get your clothes out, or put it in a closet so as soon as you turn the light on, you see it there. Put that goal there for the year or for the month or for the week. I don't care, but start visualizing it. You start visualizing it, and you know what? You'll make it. Now, here's a question. 8 days from now, I was making what? Double my $50. Now, what would happen if 8 days from now I was only making half of that? Could I be satisfied with that? I probably can. I'd be pretty happy with that. So what's the worst that can happen to you? You can't make it? Well, you know, so what? You could have 8 days of practice to see if you can make it on paper trading and then go back and do it live. That's what you can do. Think about what you want to do. Think about your goals. Make them and try and live them in 2016. Best of luck to you. Hey, this is Mark of SafeDayTrading.org. Talk to you later.
Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis. All kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.